Open Beacon has been recently ported to LN882H platform, and I've received few such Wi-Fi modules from our readers. So it was a good time to think about some kind of dev board for this new Lighting Semi platform. The modules I received were unfortunately not in TYWE3S ESP12 format. So I was not able to just place them on Node MCU. That's why I decided to take a slightly different path. And that path was an old SatTuner hack. A typical LN882H module looks somewhat like this. It requires only 3.3 volts to work. But for ease of development purposes, some extra peripherals like buttons can be also useful. That's why I decided to use old SatTuner, the one that I have already described in the past. See related topics. Running the HD 2015 display button controller after reverse engineering. Comparison with TM1650 Soleil 24 MHz logic analyzer for $10. Analysis of an unknown LED display protocol. My first step was to remove the not needed parts. I have removed RF and HDMI circuits. SCART will be also removed soon. I'd have also removed the old MCU. Then I checked if the board is still working. Of course, 3.3 volts is still present. This is good, because 3.3 volts will be needed for Wi-Fi module. Cutting board is messy and may introduce some shorts, so extra caution is needed. I have also cleaned the board after desoldering. Finally, it was the time for some soldering. This step requires some patience. You also must be extra careful to avoid misconnecting the wires. In my case, I decided to connect ground and 3.3 volts to the pads of old 1.8 volt LDO regulator, which I removed earlier. The 3.3 volts on this board comes from a step-down converter, and step-down is fed by 5 volts from main-powered flyback power supply. So, soldering time. Using wire colors can help to remember their roles. White is 3.3 volts, black is ground. Then I soldered wires to HD 2015 7-segment LED display controller, which is already supported by Open Beacon. A quick test, after enabling necessary driver in OBK online build, has shown that it indeed works quite well. OBK provides a united TMGN driver for such displays that can draw numbers and some letters. Display works, so it's time for the next part. I have decided to also connect the IR receiver and extra LED, which is not controlled by HD 2015. Finally, I have routed the remaining pins out to the female gold pin header. The last thing was to put everything together in the case. I couldn't use metal cover. It could have reduced the Wi-Fi range. Furthermore, it would be hard to cut that. That's why I have printed a replacement. Of course, I have written down the GPIO of my new dev board. As you can see, all necessary flashing signals are routed out, but still, they should not be required. OTA works good on OpenLN882H. I have also routed out power, both 3.3 volts and 5 volts, and ground wires, and some of the GPIO. I have already made some experiments with my new dev board, and it works very well. Now I can easily test OpenLN882H, connect sensors like DHT11, BME280, shift registers, relays, potentiometers, and much more. This is certainly more handy than just a bare TYWE2S form module with no peripherals at all. And of course, it's possible to easily pair it with Home Assistant, thanks to OBK channel system. Soon, I may try to make some sample projects on that. Do you have any ideas what should I make? This display could be very useful.